It sounds very pious to say, well, I am going to interpret the Book of Concord according to the infallible, inspired, inerrant Word of God. That way of speaking actually tells you nothing about what the person actually believes, teaches, and confesses. Instead, it needs to be the other way. When the church is putting you into office, you're saying, if I'm going to be a pastor serving in the Lutheran Church, I promise that I will teach and practice according to what the symbols of the Lutheran Church actually state. This is key. And I would say that, 99% of the difficulties that the Lutheran Church faces to this day results from the fact that the pastors of the church and the congregations of the church have not held that vow seriously. I will allow myself, my practice, my teaching to be corrected by the Book of Concord. It goes right back to a statement that Walter made, is beautiful. He said, quatenus is the Latin word, of course. And he says, I could agree with the Quran insofar as it agrees with Scripture, tells you nothing. And so that's what the church does with it. She binds her pastors to the mast of the cross as it's proclaimed to us very clearly and fully in the Book of Concord. And that becomes the pastor's confession.